all over this place. The Spirit of the Lord is moving all over this place. As the prophets said it should be, all over this place. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Right in this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. And in this place, as the prophets said they should be, and in this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, of the waters cover the sea. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Breathe upon this service this morning. Visit someone this morning. Lift your hands high. So whisper the name Jesus. Father, thank you for your greatness this morning. Breathe upon someone here today. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. We worship, we honor, and we adore you. In Jesus' precious name, please be seated. Proverbs 22:29. Welcome everyone here today. Testimonies we have heard already are so instructive. And if that was the message, it was impactful enough. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Very, very quickly, we shall look at the profitability of excellence. how profitable is excellence. Understanding what it profits to function in excellence. On Wednesday, we looked at the adventure of excellence. We saw that excellence is a journey, not a destination. It's a journey. It's a journey you remain on, not a destination to arrive at. And in the journey of excellence, we saw seven factors that will help us. Number one was the decision for excellence. When you make up your mind that you are not going to be a mediocre. Number two is association with the excellent. When you make up your mind that a company of people you are going to work with will be excellent people. Number three is attention to details. When you don't do things carelessly. Number four is intolerance of mediocrity. When you made up your mind that you cannot even survive with those who do things anyhow. Number five is continuity of improvement. When you make up your mind that no matter how good you are now, things can be better. Number six is value for knowledge. Number seven is the diligence of labor. Diligence, we have seen, is the way to excellence. Now, today we are going to look at the profitability of excellence. But before we go there, what is excellence all about? Excellence is about taking your gifts, your potentials, and your abilities to the highest possible level. You took your gifts. You took your potentials. You took your abilities to the highest possible level. That is, you refuse to stop midway in terms of how good you can be. We saw in the first service, it is about being the very best of you, but we are going further to say, you are taking your gifts, you are taking your potentials, you are taking what you can do to the highest possible level. Excellence is peak potential performance, PPP, peak potentials performance. When your potentials perform at their peak, peak. You can do it, but is it possible that you can do it better than what you are doing now? You can do it better than what you are doing now. But is it possible that you can take it to the best? Peak potentials performance. I see someone going up. And if you are the one, say a loud amen. Testimony we heard just now is about someone taking his potentials to the highest possible level. And how profitable is excellence? In the first service we saw
that excellence brings opportunity. That was just proved now. You have done so well in the West African College of Surgeons, in the neurosurgery faculty. There is an opening in the Royal College of Surgeons in the UK for further training and specialization. That opening can belong to you. Excellence opens up opportunities. We dealt with that in the first service, and we may not go there so much anymore. But secondly, for the sake of this service, excellence brings authority. Excellence positions people in authority. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand in places of authority. He shall stand where kings stand, because he shall be a king himself. He shall stand where kings stand, because he will be a king himself. Please let it be clear that the way of excellence is the way to the top. The way of excellence is the way to the top. The way of excellence is the way of leadership. The way of excellence is the way of leadership. Any examples? Most of the examples we gave are the same examples. Number one example, excellence took Joseph to the highest position of power and authority in Egypt. The highest position of power and authority. It took Joseph there. In Genesis chapter 41 verse 40, look at that. He said, Pharaoh speaking to Joseph said, thou shalt be over my house, and according to your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater. That is, I'm just a functional head. Just a positional head. You are the real head of the land. Look at that. Verse 41. See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Excellence sets people over. It sets people over. I have set you over all the land of Egypt. It's still going. And Pharaoh took his ring, a symbol of authority, and put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him like they would cry before a king, bowed the knee for him. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. That is just name. That is just name. But without you, the real person in charge is you. Without you shall no man lift his hand or his foot in all of the land of Egypt. Somebody is going up here today. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. If you do it well, if you know how to give the best to what you do, no devil can keep you in the pit. Quality deletes obscurity. You can never die in obscurity if you are given to quality delivery. That was Joseph. Never. Also, second example, excellence positioned David in the highest level of influence in Israel. It positioned him. Even though there was a sitting king, yet David became the most influential person in the land of Israel. It was reflected in the song they sang in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 6 and in verse 7. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, and the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one to another, and they said, and as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. 10,000s. 10,000. You know, leadership is influence. It is possible for a person to have position but does not have influence. And it's possible for someone to have influence but not yet the position. But if you have the influence, the position must come. That was what David got. Because he excelled. He did what Saul couldn't do. He did what nobody else could do in Israel by bringing down Goliath. He was a fighter par excellence. And in so doing, he got position that nobody could get. God is taking somebody up. Can that person say a louder amen? Can that person say the loudest amen? Example number 3, excellence positioned Daniel above his contemporaries. All his contemporaries. And made him a relevant authority in Babylon. Authority, authority. We already read that many times this month on this subject of excellence. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 3. Daniel chapter 1 verse 20 and verse 21. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. And excellence will take you up. In various fields of human endeavor, excellence takes people to the top. Various fields. One day, I was invited for a meeting. A meeting of people from a particular region of this country. And different people were invited. Some people politically they are on top. Some from the military. Some from all different arenas. And I was invited from the spiritual sphere. To be part of the meeting and to also spiritually oversee that meeting. And I looked around. The people were not of the same profession. But one thing was common with all of them. They were leaders. They were authorities. They were in charge of their realms. Am I communicating at all? It takes you there. That was what made Joseph of Arimathea to send to Pilate to demand for the body of Jesus Christ. He was a ruler. He was in charge in the finance realm. Said a rich man, a rich disciple. I think that was Matthew 27, 57, thereabout. 47, 57. 57. Excellence. You know, in the secondary school and in most schools, if they will select the head boy where things are done normally, they will look at his morality, his character. They will look at his interpersonal relationships with others.
and then look at his academic excellence. In most places, the top most top, at least it happens in our school, at least I'm aware of one or two of the young men. That is, who is the overall best? Most times, it will be the best person who has also excelled. It is natural to go to the top if you are the best. Did you hear what I just said? It is natural to go to, you don't need to beg people. Excellence will break down prejudice. Any preconceived notion people have about you, whether they like your face, they don't like your face, they like where you have come from, they don't like where you have come from. If you are the best, no devil can stop you from going to the top. Somebody say aloud, amen. The President Ronald Reagan of America, before George H. Bush, before Bill Clinton, before the 40th president, was already a proven star in his industry. Outstanding. When he stepped out and he had what to offer, and under his reign was one of the most prosperous reigns in that nation. When he had what to offer, he was already a head somewhere, a star somewhere. It's just a shift, a lateral shift, just moved to another realm. Am I communicating? Trump, who just left not too long, he defeated everybody in the political arena because he was not looking for their money to contest. He was already a star in his finance realm. I believe at the time he was number one in real estate with his towers everywhere. When you excel in what you do, it is hard to be stopped in your journey to the top. Am I communicating? No devil shall stop you anymore. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, believers, amen. Why do you need authority? Why do we need authority? What will you do with authority? The reason, it's important to know so that we are not just looking for authority for authority's sake. What will we do with it? Number one, authority. Not opportunity, I'm talking of authority. Authority is to be used to influence, to positively influence systems from the top down. To positively influence systems, institutions, and spheres from the top down. Positively. When God places you in authority, that is, he takes you to the top, he makes you to use your position to positively influence the systems from the top all the way down. Judges chapter 7 verse 17. Gideon said, look on me as I do likewise. It's easier for the vice chancellor to influence the university system positively than for the clerk in his office to do the same. It is easier for the chief of army staff, chief of defense staff to influence the system from the top down positively than the orderly at his side. It is easier for the chief medical director
to positively influence the hospital setting from the top down. It's easier for the president of a nation like Abraham Lincoln in his days, who declared fasting and prayer for every citizen of the country in the days of the American Civil War. It is easier for him to declare that and for everybody to say we are going to fast and pray. It's easier for him to do that than for a messenger on the road to say, America, let us pray and fast. The war is too much. Somebody say, if you are interested in fasting, go and fast. You want to pray, go and pray. Who are you to direct us? Who will listen to you? That is why you need to go up. Is God speaking to somebody here? I prophesy to someone here today. God is taking you up. 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 Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, I am going up. Say it, I am going up. No devil can keep me down. No power can keep me down. I am going up.
Is it clear to you? Don't die under. Live above. Live above. It doesn't. You may not influence a nation, but influence a people. Influence a community. Influence a people, influence a community, influence a street, influence a neighborhood, influence somebody.
Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Secondly, authority is to be used positively impact people in authority. Positively impact people in authority. Positively impact people in authority. It takes authority to influence authority. Do you understand? To positively. That was what Joseph of Arimathea did when he went to make demands for the body of Jesus from Pilate in Matthew 27, verse 57 to verse 58. There is a group of people. When we say go on evangelism, let's go and win souls. Most of the time we go to the masses, and there's nothing wrong with that. We go to the marketplace, we go to the roads, we go to the highways, and we go to all these places, and nothing is, and that is very perfect. Even Jesus said, go to the highways and hedges and compel them to come. The challenge is that there is a mission field that has not been touched. They are not reached yet. The millionaires, the billionaires. Many of them can't sleep in the night. Many of them, the occult realm is hunting for them. They say, you are a millionaire now, join us so your life can be secured. Join us so your destiny. The movie stars, the music stars, the sports stars, the footballers, the entertainers, the those realm of people who believe they have millions and they have everything, they can fly anywhere, they have private jets. That is a field, is a mission field that has not been touched yet. You see, and until you are in their space, it is difficult to access them. It is difficult to access them. It is difficult to access them. So poverty is a limitation of impact. Obscurity limits your impact. Mediocrity of existence limits your voice. It limits the kind of people you can talk to or the kind of people you can access. It limits the realm you can function in. It limits who can hear you. Somebody say aloud, amen. You see, that is the reason for these things. I am not one of those who preaches materialism in the name of prosperity. Get a house, get a car, get a this and get a that. I'm not into that at all. Because as I am now, I can climb on a motorcycle now. If that will take me to the nearest mission field. I can climb a canoe now, a boat. If that will help me preach the next gospel. That's not what. But we are talking about coming to a realm and a stature where no man or woman can look down on your voice because you have what it takes to be where they are. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. If you are not going to be successful because of you, be successful because of Christ. If you are not going to excel because of you, excel because of the gospel. If you are not going to excel because you need it, excel because heaven needs you. To be able to talk to any caliber of person from your village. So that nobody is saying, what is that small boy talking? Who is that one saying? What do you have? Where have you been? What do you know? Then they will know you have something. You have been somewhere and you know something. Stand up on your feet everywhere. Do you know that pilots, when they arrive at the airport, they don't join queue with the rest. They just flew international flight all the way to Chicago or all the way to anywhere. They have their line. Why? They cannot fly high and struggle on the ground. They have their line. They have their queue. They just ask them, pass your passport, go by virtue of how high they fly. Can I tell another thing? When in between flights and there is transit flight where people are waiting in the lounge, they sit in the VIP with billionaires. In the first class VIP, that's where it is natural for them to enter there. Nobody tells them, where are you coming? They have four bars. Each of the bars represents years of training. Of flying high. I'm just the one who flew 500 people, 700 people. Took them in the air in Boeing 777. Don't expect me to sit with normal people. In that position, he can talk to anybody. He doesn't feel inferior to nobody, and it doesn't matter what his salary is per month. He has excelled in that realm. That is what I'm talking about. Take it as your Christian duty to be in charge. Take it as a Christian duty to be on top. Take it as part of your spiritual response. That is, you are irresponsible if you fail to go up. Take it as part of your spiritual, you are duty bound. You are a city set on a hill that cannot be the light of the world. You are duty bound under God to stand out for God. When I hear the kind of testimony that this young man just shakes me, because that is my realm. My wife and I were on our way to the same King's College, University of London, Hammersmith Hospital for postgraduates at the junction where the call came. The invitation came twice. The next year, they say your space is still available. All right. God has given us another space. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? God, see, there's something I just said now. Make it the part of your Christian duty. Duty. As part of your responsibility to be in authority by the delivery of excellence. And then God will use you there to influence the system you are on from top down. Then God will use you to talk laterally to people at your level, because you are up there. So you talk at the same level. Say, you know what? I can see how frustrated you are with all your money. I have a peace you don't have. You have money, I have money. You have position, I have position. You know people, I know people. But there's something I have you don't have. You have money, I have money. You know people, I know people. You have position, I have position. You have traveled everywhere in the world, I have traveled everywhere in the world. You have a private jet, I have a private jet. But there is something I have that you don't have. It is called the peace of God that passes all understanding. I have Jesus Christ. And when I die from this world, I am going to spend eternity in heaven. What about you? And then they will listen to you. 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 Somebody is going up. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. Lift up your two hands and appreciate the Lord because you are going up. 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 There is a third point I have not mentioned. And that is that authority is to be used to positively impact the masses. The masses. Apart from influencing the system you are in, that is any organization where you are, since you are in charge, you influence them all the way down. Apart from influencing people at your level of authority who are also influential people, this is positively impacting the masses. The Bible says the poor man's voice is not heard and his wisdom is despised. Ecclesiastes 9:16. So if you are not a poor man, you are not a struggling man, you are a person of you are a person with means, with power, then your voice will be heard. Am I communicating? Picture this. You came and dedicated a borehole in your village. That you did. Electricity transformer system. Built a secondary school. Built healthcare facility that is literally free of charge. Built an orphanage. And then you sent to everybody. Want to dedicate all these things. And I want every family represented with all your children. And let us thank God. Will the community come out? They will come. People will come from other communities. They will invite you to come to their community. And you say now, Jesus Christ gave me the power and the money to do all these things. Do you want him to help you? And do you want to make heaven with him when you die from this world? I want to invite you to that Jesus. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, lift up one hand. I want to lift the hand and the legs. I can't lift only one hand is too small. You did a thing like this, I should lift only one hand. Two. That is the power of positive influence. You say, praise the Lord. They say, amen. You say, praise the Lord. They say, amen, amen. You stopped. You didn't say anything. They still say, amen. Somebody say a louder amen.
You are getting there.
Lift up your hands and begin to honor him. Appreciate him, adore him for the word you have heard this morning. Go ahead.
Get your hands up.
Appreciate him. Lord, I'm going up.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift it higher. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you. Whisper that name, Jesus. Engage. 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 And again. A serpentine spirit is leaving somebody now. Spirit of premature death. That skeleton, that carcass, that coffin is going on. I set you on fire now. Reach your hands out. The verdict of the enemy is being cancelled right now. Shut up. Enemy verdict being cancelled now. I take authority over that hypertensive headache. I take authority over that devil stealing your money.
Power of the Holy Ghost. I take authority over losses, over losses, over losses, over losses. Every opening the enemy has opened around your life. Where what is yours is being stolen. Today that opening is closed now. In the name of Jesus, and I decree, there shall be no loss. What is yours? What is yours? What belongs to you? And belong to your family that the devil has held back. Today I declare it is released. What is being delayed that belongs to you, that pertains to you, I declare the delay is over. What is yours is released now. Receive your release. Receive your release. Fire! What is yours that the enemy is delaying? I declare the delay is over. Receive your release. 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 Leparana mana gagala gada bada bada bada. Again, that grave is closed. That grave is closed. You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. Your father will not die before his time. Your sister will not die before his time. Her time. Mahashada galaya da 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 da. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. Mahasheko bagadagalaga. The God of spare parts is fixing for someone a part that the enemy has tried to destroy. He's fixing it in your body now. He's fixing that part that the enemy tried to destroy. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, receive what is yours at the count of three. You place your hands on your head and scream at the top of your voice, I receive. There is something God has packaged for you today. There is something Jehovah has deposited here for you today. And no devil can stop you from receiving it. At the count of three, receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive, 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 receive. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive now. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus, with your hands, I'm giving the praise. With your hands, I'm giving the praise. You own the universe. You own the silver and gold, the earth and all its fullness. It all belongs to you. There's nothing you can do.
owns of everything. He owns the universe.
If you are here today, you receive a healing. You receive an encounter. Something happened to you just now. Quickly rush forward. We'll be able to take two or three before we go. Celebrate. Yes, you are.
You are. You are. You are. You are.
What's that? What's that? What's that? Shout out, pray. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy your harvest from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Everything that is yours is released into your hands now. In Jesus' precious name, poverty, scarcity, shortage, empty-handedness can never be your portion. I call it done in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. While we are taking those testimonies, you pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges. And let's honor God this morning. Offerings, tithes, pledges, and let's honor God. Get the clips ready. We bring you greetings from Chicago, Illinois. You have the clip. You can help us to see that clip.
In this nation, I stand by an apostolic and a prophetic mandate over this land, and I declare this nation shall not go down in witchcraft, shall not go down by the powers of the occult, shall not go down.
Tonight, Lord, we ask, as you go forth, we are going forth into the fullness of your grace.
What happened to you?
I've been having the pain on my leg for a very long time. So it's been like this location right here. But as the man of God was praying, I felt a touch, like a cold on around my leg. And the leg, I don't feel any pain anymore.
Wow. Congratulations.
I can't feel it anymore.
Wow. For how long have you felt it?
6 years today.
6 years. Incredible. Stand here. It's your hands. Father, thank you. Jesus.
Help. My back and my kidney.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And you can't feel the pain now?
I feel so warm now.
Wow. Step forward here. Father, thank you because it is gone. Confirm it's gone. Where is it? Where is it now?
It's gone.
It's gone. Doesn't have an option. From his stroke, you got legally blind on the left eye. Lift up your two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Power! I do. Good.
North America and South America shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas.
Incredible. How many of you are believing God for your monies to be released? Your thousands and millions of dollars to be released. Everywhere they have been caged, your release is here in the name of Jesus. The snake in the back.
Yes.
Burning.
Yes.
Lift your hands.
Every stranger in your body, every serpentine spirit tormenting your body, fire of the Holy Ghost, get out, get out. Of Charles Giffen, D.L. Moody,
yes.
Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne,
yes.
Cannot be wasted.
Yes.
America brought to us the gospel, and we will bring the gospel back to America. Yes. And now they are trying to champion an anti-God agenda, anti-Christ agenda. It's impossible.
Impossible.
They have sown the seed in our lives. We are their harvest. The harvest will return back. The harvest will return back.
Hey! Hey! There is no option. There is no option. There is no option. In every labor, there is profit. We will not allow the devil to overrun them. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise, yes.
Our brother Fidelis.
Sorry, have you brought out your offerings? All right, leave them up. Father, multiply the harvest back to every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever. Jesus' name, it is done. Pass it on quickly.
Our brother Fidelis said, for 6 days now since Monday, he has not slept. See his eyes popped out. He had to use dark glasses to cover it.
What happened today?
He said every day from since Monday.
Please be on your seat, counselors and ushers and show no, there's no movement. Yes.
He will see his dead father and all his dead relatives surround him like physical. Not that he has slept or in a dream.
And what happened now?
And right now, you were just walking this side and you said, you shall not die young, no premature death. Fire hit him and something left him. He fell.
It's over. You shall fulfill your days in Jesus' name. Sharp.
This was a young man who had a kidney transplant. He said he's had this migraine headache for 3 weeks. But at the declaration this morning, he said it feels very okay.
Give the Lord a big clap. It's over forever.
Sir, this is our sister, Anna Joseph. For about a year, she has been having severe headache accompanied with hearing of voices. As the word went forth this morning, she said she felt a cold sensation and that headache disappeared.
Give the Lord a big clap. It's over forever.
Sir, during the heated worship, she said she saw smoke coming out of her body like snail-like movement. She said nothing has been going well in her family, and she believed that's the deliverance for her. She usually has snake dreams, and she believes it's deliverance for her and the family.
It is over today in the name of Jesus. The snakes are returned back to her.
Brother Obiora just returned from his senior brother burial, and since then he kept seeing coffin and grave in his dream. But as the word went forth right now, he saw a skeleton left his body.
Give the Lord the praise. Please, everybody in motion, be on your seat. Be on your seat. Any seat near where you are right now, sit there. I'm talking to you right down there, down there. Three people in white dress there. Just remain where you are there. If you are an usher, also remain where you are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, what happened?
Sir, this brother came all the way from Cameroon a few days back. He says 6 months ago he was involved in an accident, and the aftermath of that accident was a locked shoulder. The sister called him from Switzerland to leave Cameroon and come to Nigeria.
The invitation to be here came from Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Went to Cameroon.
Yes, sir. And he arrived here on Wednesday. Today, while the ministration was going on, he said, lift up your hand and shout, I receive. He discovered that the hand could go up for the first time in 6 months.
Are you just looking like that? Give the Lord a big clap and a shout. Everything the devil has locked in your life is unlocked right now. Take your seat one more moment. Those of you in the front, we have so many people in the front here. We may not be able to take your testimony, but you shall live, you shall fulfill your days, and the agenda of the enemy is over. Please return back to your seat. Please take your seat, people. If there is any vigil you have ever missed, this coming worship and wonders night is not one to miss. Give the Lord a praise. Destroying and breaking limiting curses. Every generational curse, every ancestral curse, every family curse in your life, this Friday, they shall return back to hell from where they came.
I won't have the time for the clip because our time is gone. Ensure you invite your friends and invite your loved ones and be here for that worship and wonders night. Also, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, early will I seek you service holds. Ensure that you are there and the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, the Tuesday healing and deliverance service will be the last for the month of October, and then coming Sunday is testimonies and thanksgiving service for the month of October. Either have a testimony or you are coming to give a testimony or to receive one. The Lord bless you as you do so. The givings are on above the climate seed and seeds of perfection. Ensure that you are a part and parcel of all those seeds in Jesus' name. And right now, before we go, everyone who came into this service this morning, you have not yet given your life to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and change me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name.